my Sharona.
This is your appetite. This is your appetite on drugs. Any questions?
Yes.
welcome to another edition of Cream Reefer, a mantra. Crazy show tonight, some IDM stuff. I got a bunch of records from Merck. I'm playing those. I'm turning this down. And actually, it's been a few weeks, but we've got some hit clips. They're finally going to go tonight. And if they don't, then I'm going to break it with a hammer. Maybe I'll videotape it and give you the link. Okay, so this is Cream Reefer. We've also got the Machine. Came back for another stab at the mic. He's going to be going off on some spoken word again. And there'll be some beats and stuff behind him, so he's all getting excited in the background. And yeah, Cream Reefer, here we go. www.netfairy.com/creamreefer. Send in an email to your relatives right now. Okay, bye.
Thank you. bomb. If you give me another dollar, then the tip and coke bomb. Time is hard, but I'm hard to ride and start it. Make sure that I'm ready, brother, little time. You get my metaphor like Chris Martin. You know how it's different, but DJ speak the punch. I got black dogs, super lyrical. My vision is invisible.
Thank you. Thank you. people out there, how come?
How come
you ain't fair?
You ain't fair.
To the people, of the land,
from the land.
Try mine,
try mine,
try mine,
try mine.
Such a revenge.
Tuned into Cream Reefer. You knew how you got here. You know how you got here, so I don't really need to give you the address. Right now we got the machine. He's going to be doing some spoken word. Laying down some beats behind him. And how about I just give you fellow listeners to the machine. Like sands through the hourglass, so are the thoughts in my mind, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling into the abyss of yesterday. A gentle fall like freshest fat snow, hither and thither on a draft of air. Do you remember days of darkness before the fire? Recall when the only light was the moon through the leaves, and the gleam of eyes between the trees, shafts of light refracted in beads of sweat. A stir and a snapping, and fleeing through the brush, the whispering of leaves as they are passed through, asking your destination. A brief pause. Where was I? Where am I? Oh, where am I going? And then again, a snapping. And the flight continues. Seen that golden silence melted by heated words? Molten, it drips down, searing all before it. And upon seeing this, did they close their eyes, preferring to fumble in the darkness, grasping at threads and straws, rather than bare their eyes to the sun. I woke at dawn to a strange whisper. I looked around and there was nothing there that I could see anyway. And a cold chill. Is it the freshness of the morning? Or is it something strange passing over me? Shaking my head, rubbing my eyes. Try to forget the things you hear in the night. Try to forget the things you hear in the night. Unless it's a sweet, sweet lullaby. Shadows. Everything passes in shadows, and
the blue dots and specks and such. In all this confusion, can you find some clarity? In all this confusion, can you find some clarity? Having fallen many times, still around, that must have meant got up and dusted off, and then got dusted. If you're running from something, slow down, turn around, look it in the eye. And if you're chasing something, stop for a moment and catch your breath and ask yourself, what am I gonna do once I caught it? What am I gonna do once I caught it? Remember that last scene from your dream that part just before you woke up? Isn't that always the foggiest part? And all the confusion, how did I end up here? Why are these people all in the same room as me? Who are these people in the same room? What is this room? Do so, but the wisdom to know better, that makes you the strongest sort of man. And if you have the strength to do so, and you go about the land willy-nilly, causing disorder and causing oppression, you are the weakest man. Your house built on some sandy cliff on an over-eroded riverbank, and it won't be long before that bank give way. You go tumbling after. Thank you. Okay. Nate wants me to give away this hit clip. The hit clip, I don't know if you're familiar with these, but it's this little device that will play like a single song in your ear over and over and over again. And let's see, I won't tell you what songs come with it. So please email creamreefer@nefairyou.com. The first email we get, we will give this to you. Okay? So, you know, we'll need all your info on that, but that can be given to us. Well, just email, please, so we can get rid of this. I guess Nate's had this in his hands for a little while, and it's... I think he's pretty sick of the songs that are with it, so give an email and we'll gladly give this away. Thank you. Yo, this is Machine once again. I just want to send a shout out to y'all listening. Thank you very much for tuning in. Support my bro Mantra here. I'd like to thank him for the opportunity to come and perform live and direct for y'all out here tonight. For the opportunity to, you know, just spout whatever I feel like spouting. You know, for the guy who was talking so much 5 minutes ago, I sure ran out of shit to say. So, thanks. Peace out. Take care. Tune in next week. Y'all have a good night. Remember, your sweetest moment. moment. Float. Float like I'm floating. And in amongst all that remembering those sweet moments, remember this. In amongst all those sweet moments you have from the past, make sure you make one of the sweetest moments right now.
Children had just crawled out of the window of their second-story room and were about to skedaddle down the tree when Miss Price flew into view. A few moments after catching sight of her, the broom sputtered and dove to the ground, where Miss Price landed with an awful crash. The next morning, Charlie, who was the oldest and the leader of the children, accosted Miss Price with the fact that she was
indeed a witch. I don't know who participated in the contest, but we'll get your email as soon as we can. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please tune in next week and tell your friends too as well, because the more people listen, the more hit clips we might be able to find on newspaper boxes and give away to people.
Miss Price's cat, Cosmic Greatness, almost ate him alive before he returned to his natural form as Charlie. After peace was restored, Miss Price made a bargain with the children. If they would not tell anyone in the village that she was a witch, 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 witch.